الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد, My dear friends and brothers in Islam, there are many people who have still got some doubts about this work of Tabligh and Dawat. They do not understand the reality of Tabligh and Dawat. Tabligh and Dawat is an order to Rasul Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is not, you see, something invented by Maulana Ilyas rahmatullah alayh. It is an order by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Rasul Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the cause of the creation of this universe. When Adam alayhi salam asked for forgiveness from Allah on his slight error of judgment, he said, I give you the medium of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and ask for forgiveness. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala questioned him, who is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? How do you know him? He said, on Arshi Azim it is written, La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the name of the person that is written beside the name of Allah, he must be a big man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied, yes, he is from your progeny, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. But if I had not decided to create him, I would not have created you, nor created this world. You see. So the creator of the universe has given an order to the cause of the creation of the universe, Muhammad bin Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In the words of the Holy Quran, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ أَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He said, tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this is my lifestyle. The lifestyle of whom? Of Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He is the only example from mankind, for mankind till doomsday, according to the Quran. It's not according to Shakespeare as you like it or the Times of America. According to the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخَرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Said that, you see, we have placed in Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam the best example for you, provided that you believe in meeting Allah on the day of judgment and do the remembrance of Allah in abundance. To such people there is only one example, the example of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this order is from Allah to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Allah is ordering him to describe his lifestyle. This is my lifestyle. I invite people towards Allah. By the order of Allah, Rasulullah has to tell everyone that he invites people towards Allah knowingly. In 1982, there was a very big student istema for the whole of Europe in England. And the Imam of Makkah was speaking in the Arabic language and I was his translator. He quoted the same ayat, قل هذه سبيلي ادعو الى الله على بصيره. And when he came to word basira, he said the meaning of basira is to having the proof of the oneness of Allah, because no one except the Muslims had the proof of the oneness of Allah. The Christians say three gods, Father, Son and Holy Ghost. You see, my own uncle Reverend William Allen, my mother's eldest brother, he used to preach this. You see, I used to live in his house. He used to preach this. You see, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. May Allah excuse him. But anyhow, he embraced Islam and then he went back. You see, and died in a state of total madness. I told him, if you embrace Islam and then for the material world you go back, you will die as a madman. You won't recognize anybody. He did not listen to me. He got afraid of his family, you see, and when he went back to America, he turned back again. So he is gone into hellfire. We cannot pray for him anymore. Finished. You see. So they say Father, Son and Holy Ghost. You see. And the Jews say Uzair alayhi salam is the Son of God. And the Hindus, of course, poor fellows, totally mad, worship the cow and drink the urine of the cow. You see. And the Zoroastrians worship the fire, and the communists deny the existence of Allah. So the only people that have the proof of the oneness of Allah are the Muslims. You see. And basira means as if seeing the results with the eyes. When the inviter stands and somebody refuses invitation, you see, and the given period of invitation finishes, then what happens? Basira means that. And he gave the examples of all the tribes, the tribe of Nuh alayhi salam, the tribe of Ad, the tribe of Samud, the tribe of Shaib alayhi salam, the very big kings Firaun and Namrud, the prime ministers Haman and Hazar, the big chieftains Abu Jahl and Abu Lahab, and mentioned in particular the example of Abu Lahab, and said that this is an example of basira. He said that, you see, when Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam received the ayat Anzir ashirataka al-akhrabin, frighten your near relations, so he called all his relations on Mount Safa, including Abu Lahab. Abu Lahab was his uncle. So Abu Lahab said, why did you call us here? He gave the only reply that a Muslim should give. He was, of course, the leader of the prophets, Khatamun Nabiyin. What else can we expect from him? He said, you see, Ya ayyuhannas, qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. O people, say, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and benefit. So Abu Lahab got very angry. He said, Tabba alak lisair al-yawm jamatana lihaza. May you be destroyed. Did you call us for this reason today here? Then the Imam of Makkah, you see, he said, you see, that at that very instant, the ayat from Allah came down, Tabbat yada abi lahabi wa tab, ma aghna anhu ma lahu wa ma kasab, sayasla naran zata lahabi wa mraatu. His announcement of his destruction in this world, and his wealth was of no avail to him, and he and his wife very shortly will enter the precincts of hellfire. So that is the meaning of basira, as if seeing the results with your eyes on denial of the invitation. On denial of the invitation. So invitation is not a thing by which we can make fun. You see, it is playing with fire. You see, those poor Muslims who do not understand the invitation, it's not so bad. But when they oppose the invitation and start cursing the inviters and fighting with them, you see, hand-to-hand fight, turning them out of mass, this is the danger, because they are only battling with Allah and no one else. You see. So, my dear friends and brothers, then he said, وَسُبْحَانَ اللَّهِ وَمَعْنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. You see, All purity is to Allah, and I am not one of those who join partners with Allah. Join partners with Allah means if anything material stops us from the invitation, that is joining partners with Allah. Suppose our job stops us from going in the path of Allah, that means the job is joining with Allah. Raziq is Allah, not job. So if we think that job to be raziq, that means we are joining the job with the quality of Allah. A very serious thing. We have to understand very carefully. So tabligh and da'wat is an order of Allah to Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Rasulullah Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam took this work from the sahabas rizwanullahi ta'ala alayhi majma'in in a certain way. You see, the work that we are seeing in front of us, this is not tabligh and da'wat. If we think that this is tabligh and da'wat, we are very sadly mistaken. You see, then there is no chance for our going up. You see, tabligh and da'wat was a work which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam took from the sahabas rizwanullahi ta'ala ajma'in and made them reach a certain standard.